It's been a year since a new smoking law went into effect, banning smoking in public places such as schools, cinemas, state administration offices, and bus and tram platforms. Despite the fact that you now see fewer people smoking in public places, smoking still kills 18,000 Czechs every year, and a disturbingly high number of young people are taking up the habit. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
The attitude to smoking is gradually changing. Just a few years ago, politicians thought nothing of lighting up during a television interview, and ashtrays only disappeared from Prague Castle when the former president Václav Havel was forced to quit smoking after undergoing lung surgery. Today, politicians still smoke, but they now hide their bad habit from the cameras, and the number of actors who smoke in Czech films has dropped considerably. Gradually, smoking is becoming perceived as a bad habit, even by smokers themselves. Although 80% of them want to quit, somehow they can't seem to get around to it. Dr. Eva Králíková is one of the country's leading experts on smoking-related illnesses, and she claims that the low price of cigarettes is one of the key factors in the fight against smoking.
The price of cigarettes should be much higher. We still do not have the minimum level of tobacco taxes required by the European Union. It will be next year. So if we look on the real price of the cigarette pack, for your salary you can buy twice as much boxes of cigarettes compared to the situation 15 years ago.
As of next year, the price of a packet of cigarettes is expected to go up by an average 10 crowns. That's less than doctors had hoped for. They propose that the price of a packet should double, but it is seen as a move in the right direction. Dr. Králíková hopes that teenagers in particular will be put off by the higher price of cigarettes. Although the number of smoking-related deaths has dropped from 22,000 to 18,000 in the last 5 years, the number of people who take up smoking has not changed. A poll among the country's 15 to 18-year-olds indicates that 45% of them smoke, and surprisingly, a greater number of girls than boys. Dr. Králíková says that for those who really want to quit, there will be an effective new drug on the market in the coming spring.
The substance is varenicline, and this is a partial agonist of certain type of nicotine receptors in the brain. And it's on the market in United States since July this year. It has no substantial side effects, and it works. So, of course, it's not 100% curing the tobacco dependence, but it seems to be the most effective drug we ever had.
Eva Králíková, one of the country's leading experts on smoking-related illnesses, ending that report by Daniela Lazarová.